Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, I'm conservative. Tribal war cry. So? Tribal war cry. Yeah, I'm Republican. So? Tribal war cry. Steve Harvey, he visited the tower. Ain't say nothing, no. Nope. Jesus visited the tower. Kanye said nothing. I'm a warrior, not from Golden State, no Kevin Durant. I'm not a cupcake. I ain't Muslim, but I stand with them, cause they under attack, cause of brown skin. You attack Muslims, refuse to be quiet, unlike Farrakhan. I won't stay silent, N-O-I silent nation. Christians won't speak against Trump's ban. Now that's real deep. Attack overseas and diss refugees, and in the U.S. you disrespect me. Diss Trump on the air. I marched in the street. I walked like a man. CIA watching. Trump talking reckless. 100 days in. Most of you rappers, what y'all saying? Your gang bang rhymes, but you hesitant to say your drive by on a president. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da, do. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da, do. Segregate my land. Wanna build a wall? I'll join Mexican. C4 make it fall. Attack my brown brothers. An act of war. Grab the clips. Molotovs in the car. Straight to Trump Towers. Building shaking. The black juggalo. Without the makeup. Land of the free, home of the brave. Attack my people, put you in a grave. Modern Nat Turner, birth of a nation. Shaka Zulu mind, it's what you're facing. Tribal war cry, tribal war cry. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da. And it shouldn't black. It's sad to see more whites than blacks out there protesting. You see, you can fire the FBI.
True.
But Trump can't fire me.
Me?
No. God hired me.
True.
Yahweh.
Uh-huh. Allah.
Allah.
Uh-huh.
The creator.
Uh-huh.
I wear that armor.
Proud.
No fear. BMA all day and night. Emax the image. Rider music.
Gangster.
Underground.
Durant Sean.
This is going to be a very interesting show. The reason that I'm saying that is because I like some of what I see so far. And basically speaking, welcome once again to none other than Al Porter, Man in the Street, chapter 7, verse 6. And that M period, A period, N period is an acronym, abbreviation for Music Activism News. And for those of you online, Emax Radio on Blog Talk, you can use that number of 646-478-0944, just like the 216-209-216-804. Wow, 216-254-216-849. Phone numbers have done, which I'll get to all four of you all shortly. Just let me get rid of my three disclaimers. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show, so have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone, notebook for all the info that you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Varsity Music. Call and blame Boogie Me direct at 646-478-0944. I will listen. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line anyway to see what's on your mind. If you can't talk, all you have to do is stay silent. You'll go back on hold. But if you change your mind and you say, wait, I should have said this, you can always call back and press 1 and or, and we'll do our best to get you back on the phone line. Let me give you a top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment. Starting at number 10, Black Odyssey. videos. Man, they're doing a lot of videos. And the Blessed Living DVD Project. Number 9, DJ LDC Lawrence Daniel Caswell had the Soul Music Vinyl Edition at the Happy Dog last Friday. Number 8, last Friday, you had the Speak Up Poetry Open Mic with free food as well in Cleveland State University's Black Studies Department. Number 7, debuting Black House Sounds Black History Month Open Mic. More on that in just a little while. Number 6, the Cleveland Progressive State of the Union Watch Party, which happened last Tuesday, was real nice. Number 5, the debut, wow, the DACA rally. More on that because it ended up being very interesting. Number 4, debuting DJ Yella and Lil Eazy-E at the Rock Hall this Wednesday. Like I say, more on that in a little while. And number 3, moving up, the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop. More on that in just a little while. Wow, moving up. Yesterday, the Voice at Radio.com Super Bowl watch party at Chicago's Chicken and Waffles. You had Conway doing DJ work. You also had people like Lynn Tolliver, Ralph Poole, hey, just the two of us. All of that was live. That was a phenomenal, phenomenal, phenomenal event indeed. Number 1, biggest jump. It was the 44th annual Black History Flag Raising Ceremony the past Saturday at City Hall. So with that being said, I'm going to go to start things off. Before I even go to the phone line, at least let me just take the time. It'll be real quick and to the point. I promise you that much. But I do need to at least start things off and say first and foremost, because it was something that some people might have missed it. So I'll say rest in peace. Rest in heaven to Dennis Edwards, former lead singer of The Temptations, passed away last Friday. Basically speaking, like a day before his Saturday birthday, February 3rd, 1943 to February 1st, 2018. Although he wasn't an original Temptation, he joined in 1968 to replace David Ruffin. Was with them straight through from 1968 to 1977 and returned several times, starting with his return back in 1980. He was with their funk psychedelic sound, and his solo career peaked in 1984 single Don't Look Any Further with Syeda Garrett. Anybody remember her? She had done some nice singles, even with Michael Jackson and some others. He charted number 2 according to Billboard with that. So I wanted to definitely start off with that. Also go on record to say that prayers go out to none other than Christian Isaiah. The name Christian rings a bell. You know, for about 2 years, he called for 2 straight years neighborhood success. He would give the sports report, I believe, in 11th and 12th grade. He went to Alabama, where he's at right now, football scholarship. He and his brother, they lost their father. The father was one of 4 who perished in a Hillview house fire the past Tuesday of last week. There'll be a vigil tomorrow around 5:30 p.m. Definitely pray for their mom, Sister Alonda. So on that note, I'm going to go and see who's been waiting patiently at that 216-209. How you doing out there?
I'm great, Brother Al. And for all those who don't know, this is John from Black Odyssey. And because this is Black History Month, I always try to educate people about what goes on. And today is November. Well, excuse me, not on November. I feel like we're going backwards, though, because all
you
the things
it,
going on. But today is February 5th. And February 5th was one of the days where Southwest Airlines hired one of the first black pilots. So I have to bring that up because it was plenty of black pilots, but no major airline would not hire a black pilot at first until Southwest did it. So I just have to shout out to the black pilot's name. I'm not sure what his name is. I'll get more info on that later. But I do remember that date because it stuck out when I used to work in the airport so many years, and when this time of the year rolled around, that was something I always remembered. So I want to send a special shout out to him for breaking the way, opening the door for many other blacks to not just fly planes, but own their own airline. And since while I'm on the airline thing, for so many years, and it was for like during the 1980s up to like 1991. So we say 1976 to 1980 to 1991, Delta Airlines was owned by black people. And still a large portion of Delta Airlines are owned by blacks. And it was started in Atlanta, Georgia. So that's just a little bit of black history for people that's on that, wanting to know about their people and their own kind. And then I'm going to get right to what we got going on. Black Odyssey, we have a lot going on. So we just shot a video for Goldie. It's been maybe about a week now, a little over 200 views, so go check it out. Goldie, You're Mine, that's the name of the video, spelled G-O-L-D-Y-Y. Once you put it in, you can see all the other Goldie videos that's up there as well, too. We're in the process of working on another video for Honesty Blade and a couple other ones, and it is a Black Odyssey video. Will be in the mix pretty soon as well, too. So we are doing a lot, and we're kicking it off with a little bit more than what we did last year around this time. So I want to send another special shout-out to Black House Sounds, DJ Cat Daddy in North Carolina, South Carolina. He has a magazine and a radio station. It's called Underground Talk. And his shout-out to Goldie, Key Cash, Taywall, Max Spit, Donald Wallace. And for all those who I did not miss, shout-out to you as well. Black Odyssey, we have a whole lot more coming. It's spelled B-L-A-Q-O-D-E-S-S-Y. And get at us when you need a video, commercial, or anything. Black Odyssey.
Man, I appreciate that. If you hold on, trust me, we have something for you. And thank you once again. I appreciate you very much.
No problem. I sure will hold on, brother.
All right. Thank you very much. And because we have so many people on the phone line, this is what we're going to do. We're going to do everything we can to move as fast and in a hurry as we possibly can. And so I think that one of the things that I could say right now is that for those people, you need to be aware, and then we'll be going to the 216-804 to see what's going on. But I will let people know that for those who aren't aware, just two things real quick. 7 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, DJ Yella and Lil Eazy-E, Q&A, DJ demonstration. It's free. RSVP. I'll give you the information in just a little while. Also, Friday, February 9th, 8 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, it will be DJ Ellery and the Kinsman Daz Band. That's a $10 ticket. Now, Wednesday, February the 21st, that's it. Wednesday, February the 21st, Ice-T's movie, The Art of Rap, 7 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, that's $5.50. RSVP, and also Wednesday, February 28th, 5:30 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, free information on music, inclusion, diversity, technology. You can go to 216-781-ROCK, because it's at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. That's making some sense, huh? 216-781-7625, or just go to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame website. If you have to do it via email, make sure you get the tickets and all of that. I also want to let people know if you want to send in music here, you can go to emaxxradio@gmail.com. And also, while I'm on it, you can check out on Facebook the Black on Black Crime Incorporated. So that's Black on Black Crime Inc. or the website of blackonblackcleveland.com. And last but not least, since I'm getting a chance to do that, let people know that if you want to be involved in it, 8-foot step ladder for this soapbox, you'll appreciate it. It'll be about 90 seconds. If you have used Cleveland Public Power from 2007 to 2017, look up attorney Jack Landskroner. Spell it out. Make it real easy for you. L-A-N-D-S-K-R-O-N-N-E-R. L-A-N-D-S-K-R-O-N-N-E-R. Who filed a class action lawsuit on CPP, that's Cleveland Public Power, representing 80,000 customers. Notices are going out to customers for the next step so the court can determine a possible judgment within 2 weeks because the lawsuit alleges CPP charged millions in unsubstantiated environmental charges during the decade. Unproven charges. Anyway, the lawsuit states that Cleveland Public Power improperly and illegally charged consumers within their bills with no disclosure, which violates city ordinance. Now, Attorney Lance Groner said, in a day where transparency should reign supreme, CPP says they can charge where and when they want. Now, three Cleveland city councilmen, including Mike Polensic, aren't happy, yet Mayor in Action Jackson, I apologize, Mayor Frank Jackson, his term was Action Jackson, I apologize, slip of the tongue, said, you know, hey, CPP was right to clean the environment, but, you know, finally admitted he wasn't so sure what the specifics were. I'm going to go to 216 just because I don't know what's going on. I'm going to 216-804. They're probably going to tell me off and tell me that I ought to be ashamed of myself. 216-804, how you doing out there? 216-804 going once? Twice? I appreciate that. Before I go on and pick on the 216-254, the 216-849, the 216-414. So that's how we're going to do things, I think. That'll be the best thing possible. I am going to let people know that if you choose to, get some people together and let them know that, if I'm not mistaken, the Exceptional presents a Black History Cabaret celebration. Old school versus new school dance contest. That's $15 this coming Friday, February 9th, 7:30 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. That will be the location. I'm on St. Clair. It's the hall at 10935 St. Clair. That's 10935 St. Clair. Rappers, comedians, speakers, 100% Black Wisdom, St. Aloysius. So we appreciate that one. And also, since I'm just here running my mouth, I will let people know that it was an honor. It was an honor, and then I'll go to the phone lines. It'll only take me 90 seconds for this 8-foot stepladder for this soapbox because, you know, Channel 5 News, Newsnet 5, had me on the news last night and early morning. Why? Well, 8 different shootings that sent to the hospital, including Saturday morning. Think about it, 9 a.m. to get shot at Burger King at East 28th in Carnegie, a 40-year-old man, and at 5 p.m. Friday shooting on, I believe, West 25th and Lorraine Avenue. It was by the Boost Mobile part of a 25-year-old lady who was shot twice. Now, you know, my thing was Al Porter, man in the street, has black-on-black crime, Incorporated president, my quote was simple. It's up to people who might have prior knowledge that a crime is going to take place or witness a crime to at least speak up. Now, I'm concerned what the outcome will happen if more people in the community or concerned citizens don't step up if they know something might happen. If they know somebody's off kilter or carrying weapons or arguing or doing anything, at least start to stand up and put out something. That's it. It's preventative, so we don't have problems. So my thing is, can we all do more? Yes, we can, include myself and others. So with that being said, I'm going to go to the person who's waited very patiently, 216-254. You're probably getting ready to tell me that, no, we do it too much as it is. Anyway, 216-254, how are you?
Hello.
Yes, how are you?
Hi. Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm as well. This is Cheryl Wagner, my friend.
Oh, talk to me.
Yes. You already mentioned the cabaret. I want to thank you, my friend. But I'm calling to tell you that you are part of my Black history. You and Art McCoy and Lady Gilmore. You know, you're part of my beginning. I just want to let you know that I appreciate everything that you always do, and you always step up when I ask, and I appreciate you, my friend. Mm-hmm.
What?
Hallelujah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, with that
yeah.
being said, I'm going to say you do so much yourself. What keeps you going?
You know who keeps me going, my friend up above, you know, because you know I'm about to do a march in March again, but I'm calling out all the leaders of Cleveland, all the churches, the black churches. We're going to walk from 105 St. Clair down to 64, but I'm calling them out, you know, because like you said, there's so much happening out here, but everybody pulling in money, but ain't nobody bringing up and sending up back out and getting these people off the street. Uh-huh. Yeah, so I will be heard. Yeah.
Amen. Amen. So I'm going to ask you about a couple names, if I can. What's going on with your sister? What's going on with Perfect Setting? What's happening?
Well, they in their little church thing, so I don't know. You know, they just got it. You're there on Saturdays, and they do church on Saturdays, though. But on Thursdays, we're going to try to get up there. I'm setting it up now. I'm setting it up. That's my fault, not them. We're going to get up there. Trust me.
Uh-huh. I feel you, and I appreciate you. And, again, what is going on Friday night?
Friday night is a Black History Cabaret celebration. You know what I'm saying? Bring your boo to that instead of going to the old Valentine, that old traditional stuff. Y'all can bring your boo right there, 10935 St. Clair, St. Aloysius from 7 to 12. We got some things going on, old school. And Brother L going to be there, too. He ain't tell y'all that.
So I love the long hours on that one, too, because at least I know where to go from one to the other and everything like that, so I appreciate you.
Yeah, we're going to be taking pictures. We got a little wing beans next. We're going to be selling. You know, it's going to be nice. You know, we're going to kick you. We're going to kick you. So come on out and celebrate with Black History. Uh-huh. Show us some love.
Thank you so much.
No,
and,
thank you.
Hey,
thank you.
And how can people get a hold of you? Should they just come there straight through or any other sites or anything like that? What else is going on?
They can call me at 216-254-9050, Cheryl Wagner. But most people probably already know me. And my brother, E.
Reese,
is 808-2012. Call him, too. We have to pick. They're going fast.
Got you. And we appreciate that. Thank you so much.
And thank you.
No problem. Bye-bye. Feel free to definitely hold a line. Ooh, wait, I'm still looking at like the 216-414, the 216-203. So that means I have to get to you all like much more sooner than later. So I know I will do that. I'm giving you my word. I have to do that one. But I will take the time before I do anything else and go to the phone line. I find it very, very interesting because I do need to let people know that, you know, tomorrow 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, voiceofradio.com. Wow, February 6th, five-year anniversary since February 6th, 2013, that a particular show by the name of Black on Black Crime Inc.'s Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show, and they'll have guest host Dollar Bill to interview myself about the CMHA project, the Cleveland's Most Hated Artists project, Jazz from Too True. Now, you know the Mo Thugs family, Too True, will be in the house as well with some announcements going on with that. Mr. Milligrand, the station founder, CEO, my brother EP and all of this. And just think, I've been on that station, which I'm like, wow, going on 5 years, creator willing, and that's just a testament to the fact that I've been at that station now, the second longest individual, which is a major blessing. I do also want to take the time and let people know that Saturday, March the 3rd, 7:30 p.m., Cleveland Standard Time, Irving Joe Coffee and Cafe presents the OPN Center Benefit Showcase, hosted by R&B legend Joe Lil of the Rude Boys, featuring Reggae Band, Roz and Dub Flex, Big Squeeze, Amber Denise, Sheriff Kilroy, wow, get around like Tupac, Live from the Garage, DJ Big Squeeze, Black House Sounds, We Up Radio, Blaze and Flame Radio, wow. And March 3rd will be the day that the CD officially drops, Right now, we're just doing listening tours to see how people feel about certain singles, which is kind of what you should do before you get out there and jump around in the first one or so place, because somebody, I might think one thing's hot, and the audience just says, I like it, but I like that. Kind of like back in the day, that's what, during the Dennis Edwards days and all of that, Motown would sit back and say, hey, what do you all think about this track? Basically speaking, is it a go? Would you all rather go out and spend something on a hot dog? And that's how they knew who was ready to go, the singles and all of that. They took the time to put in everything. So anyway, let me check out this 216-414 phone number. They're probably calling to tell me that, hey, Motown was great, but I was a big fan of Jive Records. 216-414, how you doing out there?
Hey, Mr. Porter, how you doing? This Major Taps in the building.
What's going on, Major Taps?
Pretty much, awesome hip-hop workshop this present Saturday. I just want to say, bro, Big Uncle, like, keep doing your thing, like, as far as with the whole movement, as far as with Man in the Streets, voicing these situations and stuff like that's going on in our society, in Cleveland, rather, and stuff. I always admired you, always been the inspiration to me and stuff like that. So I would like to say thank you, and just keep on, you know what I'm saying, holding the torch, bro. Real talk.
I appreciate that, brother. And it was excellent having you in, too. I'm not going to lie, man. It was nice having you at the workshop. And now that we know who's going to be there for the next one and to go earlier, too, I'm looking forward to having your flyer and everything out so that we can prepare to bring you in. You can start early
That's
on.
Right.
So.
Yeah. I also want to say, hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hello?
Go ahead. You hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay, go ahead, brother.
Thank you, Prima. Thanks and stuff. And appreciation for that. You know, I also want to give a shout-out to my moms, Mama Taps. I just want to say, and Papa Taps also, I just want to say thank you. Y'all listening. Like, both of you guys have been the best thing in my life as far as this earthing life. Real talk. So, shout out to Mama Taps and Papa Taps. Yo, and besides that, there's some special things coming up with Proprietor Entertainment Music Group. That's right. Got a young brother straight from Cleveland. Got a mixtape dropping. February 20th, the Almighty FX, young bruh. So this ain't no, this not your same old type of watered down rap you've been hearing from like a lot of youngins. I apologize to some of you youngins out here that's actually putting those lyrics and the music together though. Though keep doing your thing, but at the same time though, it's a lot of messed up. Exposure just due to the Hollywood media. So this young brother FX, he's addressing real issues, you know, to himself, who he is, himself. The main key in life is always being yourself and stuff, like learning at the same time, you know. Almighty FX, check it out. February 20th, this is release date and stuff like that. And this brother has a lot of, you know what I'm saying, I said he got bars, and he got, you know, some bars that have a lot of sense to it and stuff like that, and concepts. He ain't talking about, you know, drug dealing, shooting up, you know what I'm saying, his own culture, his own people, some things of that nature and stuff like that, you know, being sluggish or nothing like that. It's basically straight MCing on an album where he said in reality facts. So y'all check that out. You know, Proprietor ENT, TID, that's the group, you know, I mean we got other artists that's, you know, something about to released a few things and everything. Though main thing is Almighty FX, you know, the Pride ENT music group, you know, me, myself, Major Taps. I have a release date, March 25th. No, not March 25th. Apologize for that. May 25th. And that's because of the fact that my name is Major Taps, and yes, I am a Huffer. You know, I wouldn't go by the name Major Taps, you know, if I didn't have, you know what I'm saying, the Huffer, you know what I'm saying, too. That's how I put it. I have a passion for both. You know, apologize if I'm greedy, all right? I'm not greedy in other aspects of what people make, you know what I'm saying? I'm greedy when it comes to, you know what I'm saying, these different skills and stuff like that. But when it comes to, you know what I'm saying, just helping out people and stuff like that, that's one thing any person out here can say. Major Taps is not, you know what I'm saying, greedy. He gets it and needy. You know, I think we all been greedy, not greedy, though, needy out here and stuff like that. But sometimes people have been given that helping hand as far as with, you know what I'm saying, our society that's involved and stuff like that. So, release date, May 25th. That's the tap dance holiday. That's a celebration for all the hoofers and stuff like that. You know, that's the reason why I'm releasing it on that date. I would go in more detail. I would go into more detail. I want to hurry up and wrap it up and stuff like that. I know it's probably some more callers and stuff. I know you got a lot
of
you.
Yes, they are.
To address Mr. Poirier, though. May 25th. That's a hoofer celebration. You know, I'm talking about tap dance, like hoofing itself and stuff like that. That include the greats like Savion Glover. You know, let's not forget, you know, the late Gregory Hines, things of that nature and stuff like that. We got to build, like, other skills and talents and stuff like that. And I want to, you know, show others that also and stuff like that. So I will be in New York May 25th performing with other great, you know what I'm saying, tap dancers like myself all around NYC. That's our holiday. You know, that's, you know what I'm saying? You want to be, you know what I'm saying? It's a joke, but at the same time, this should be every month, though. But, like, this is, like, our Martin Luther King as far as with when it comes to tap dancing. Real talk, though. Shout-outs to MLK, you know, true leader and things of that nature, you know. So, I feel Black History Month should be every month, you know what I'm saying? It's a lot to our culture.
You say
though.
That, man.
All right. Well, thank you, Mr. Paul Porter. I'm going to get out of here with that and stuff like that. Love you. Keep doing your thing, bro. One.
You too. Thank you, brother. One. And that is the Major Taps, MAIGER, Taps. Before I go to the 216203, 216820, he did bring it up. We did happen to have the Hip Hop Workshop, episode number 188. At Cleveland State University. Real quick, I want to give a shout-out to Mama Porter. DeJuan Ford. Also, Joseph Ford, who's a hot R&B artist who started things off. Mr. Milligrand, Black House Sound, that power cipher. Miss Leftwich, she was dealing with gerrymandering. Dontez Taylor, he had clothes, scarves, hats, collection for the winner. DJ Dollar Rock. Wow, he mixed the Rocky theme through. Eastside brought this artist in by the name of C-U-T-T, who could sing and freestyle and even rap. Kevin M.C. Chill Heard spoke about the state of hip-hop now. What keeps him going, which is you have to pay homage. If you have an artist who's not too big for their britches, who feels humble enough, which is what hip-hop is, to still come through, even though he's the first international hip-hop artist from Cleveland, brother went out there, made money, now doing call and post and writing up articles and all that and still hungry and doing hip-hop. So he stopped through. We had Dynasty, Kerry, William. Got to say what's up to Mr. Ronnie B. the Unforgiven, Queen Dolores, great lifetime queen, as well as a few others such as Tammy Kennedy, Brother Raj. They were from the Kwanzas, if you've been paying attention, that Black House Sounds was a part of, and they'll be asking us to do some other things too. Joe, Wendy, Fit, Jacobs, got to give a shout-out to Fred Barkley, who did Facebook Live there, Liz, Janine Jones, president of none other than 108 Vision, Marsha Finley, Black Wealth Music Group's Eric Magnus, a.k.a. Solomon Kane, King Solomon Kane, William Timer, Carl Powers III, Black House Sounds, man, he ripped this one of his singles, voiceofradio.com, Silver B, as well as the same stations, Larry H. Gardner, Suave Gotti, Sue came in, Brother Ted, Brother Saeed from Black Man's Army, Queen Dot, wow, I'll get into that in a moment, Stoney Simpkins, CGS, Major Taps, Almighty FX, it was just a powerful one to me. Maynard, like I say, let's do it this way, real quick if we can. Ballhead Fred, you had the League of Women Voters explain gerrymandering and how they plan on getting that on the ballot for November to have a fair bipartisan vote on divvying up wards. We also gave toys away. Queen Dot did her one-woman Black History stage play and gave away Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. calendars. Black Man's Army, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, gave women bouquets of flowers, courtesy of Hayes Flowers, 216-334-9820 or 216-761-4895. That's Hayes Flowers. Dennis Edwards Tribute, Brown Report Newspaper, Eastside Newspaper Giveaways, Brother Raj, we gave away some CDs, Project Self, opened up with a CCR2 listening tour, closed down with a CMHA listening tour, Flowmasters, Power Cipher, and of course, Silver B brought a gentleman who used to book Dennis Edwards and others as Prester Pickett from Black Studies, gave out free magazines and information. So with that being said, let me go down the line and see what is happening as I check out the 216-203, because you've been on for a while. How you doing?
Hello, I'm blessed, and yourself, Brother Porter?
Brother Porter is blessed and alive, so I know I'm doing well. What's on your mind this fine evening?
Yes, sir, yes, sir. This is Miss Mkechi Lee, also known as Blue Swag Suave. And I am just honored to be here tonight and listening to your show. I'm glad I was able to make it in. Just checking out what you got going on. You know, I always got to catch up and keep up with what you got going on. So we always support each other in our endeavors. So much love. Shouts out to Mama Porter. All of the fam, I'm excited. 2018, new year. Trying to get some great things jumping off.
I'm into that. I'm into that. So what else is on your mind?
Oh, I always got a lot on my mind. So I just called to support tonight. I didn't have any one thing in particular to go in about. Just here to support. That's all. Just to show my love.
Hey, I appreciate you still doing this after all these years, and I can't wait to hear your voice back on the air.
No doubt. Looking forward to it. I'll be back soon.
All right. I appreciate it once again, and definitely please feel free to hold a line. And I thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good night, all.
Oh, you too. You too. And before I do anything else, I do know that I'm looking forward to a couple of other things. I feel like this, if I can get some of them out of the way, I'll be all right. So one of those things that I do need to get out of the way, because it is quick and to the point, I know that the Black House Sounds open mic, hey, free food, nice performances made for the family. This coming Friday night from 7 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time to 9 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time at 17325 Euclid Avenue, 44112, Chandler Park Building. The Chandler Park Building is the Black History Month Program Edition, second floor, Suite 2190. So let's say you walk in the front door. Take a right. There are elevators. You might want to just jog up the stairs. That's cool. You might want to take that elevator down because you'll be full and settled in with having taken in performances and everything else. The host with the most, Mr. Powers, will be in effect. There'll be a lot of things going on. And I'm looking for that Friends Fellowship sign. It's easy to find, and you will probably hear some things played throughout. I want to thank them in advance for at least allowing the fact that people will be able to hear something off of the CMHA. I'll say monthly listening tour, and at the same time, there'll be some surprise performances as well. As I look down and see there are even more phone calls coming in, let me make this real easy and get to some of these calls before I lose people. I'm going to go to 216-820 because I'm pretty sure they're probably upset with me because they're like, man, why you want to talk about an open mic? So 216-820, how you doing?
I'm doing all right, and you are absolutely right. You know what I mean? Because Black House Sounds makes real Cleveland music. This is the one and only Endo Dub, a.k.a. Mr. Powers, the CEO of Black House Sound and the host of the Open Mic Night. And as you had announced, Mr. Porter, just before you had accepted my call, this Friday, February 9th, 2018, it will be Black House Sound presents Black History Month for Open Mic Night. This is the Black History Edition. Come on out, and you will be impressed, and you will see a few good things and possibly some surprises. It's an event for everyone, not just for you all, but just for your kids, because at the end of the day, it is about the youth, and that's what Black House Sound is all about, uplifting the youth. So, once again, this coming Friday at 17325 Euclid Avenue, that's the Chandler Park building, on the second floor, you can take the elevators or the stairs. Walk down that hall at Suite 2090. You will see a sign out to say Friends and Fellowship. Walk right on in. You know, you can either show up there, sign your name, and check the box to see if you want to perform, or you can just show up and be a spectator and enjoy some of that good food that we also will have be provided for you. So, once again, much love to everyone. You know what I'm saying? Everyone, keep doing your thing. Don't let nothing stop you. And I will hopefully see you all this Friday night for the Black History edition of Black House Sounds Open Mic Night. Thank you.
Thank you, man. Definitely. Please hold a line. I'm looking at 216-849, 216-322. Before I do anything else, this 216-849 number is looking at me, so I might as well make that quick announcement since I didn't get to it, that somewhere along the lines that it looks real nice that the Black Wealth Music Group, Eric Magnus, Iconic Concert, featuring Ronnie B. The Unforgiven, live at Jupiter Studios, and that is 3416 East Main Street, Alliance, Ohio, 44601. Special guest, Stone the Butcher, Al Porter. That's March 31st, 7 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. That's on a Saturday. Don't tell anybody, but Black House Sounds will be there as well. Anyway, before I do anything else, just keep it a secret. I don't want everybody else to know. I'm going to go to 216-849. You have been extremely, at least patient. Before you do, I will let people know that the Black on Black Crime Incorporated meetings are Wednesdays at 7:15 p.m., 15415 Kipling off Ivanhoe, 44110 between East 152nd St. Clair and Euclid Avenue, the number 1, the number 37, and the number 28 pass by. So, with that being said, let's see that 216-849. 849, how you doing out there?
Great, how are you?
I'm off. Wait a minute. Who are you?
Rico Dancing.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Man, I almost was going to get up on a 12-foot stepladder because are you the same Rico Dancy that Cleveland City Council refused to continue to provide a sign language interpreter?
Yeah.
Are you the one in all of those stories?
Yep.
What happened, man?
Okay. City Council, our president of Ohio and Social for the Deaf was there today. He 39 people today. They did not want to give access. So the Organization of Ohio Suffered Deaf is getting ready to file a lawsuit against the city of Cleveland because Kelly Kelly do not want to have access for who are deaf. And they are breaking the ADA violation of the American with Disability Act of the Title II. They are required to have a equal access, and they don't want to do it.
Now, I just want to get to this as fast as I can. Is it true that you received a January 19th letter from the clerk of counsels, Patricia Britt, that said that you were not going to have any longer any interpreters, but they were going to give you a headphone that amplified sound for people who they felt personally after looking at you, you didn't fit the criteria of being deaf?
The question is, when did counsel come? When did she become a doctor? And she get ready to get a lawyer, get a letter from my lawyer, from the National Association for the Deaf, and a lawyer from the Deaf got everything she needs. She said, "I do meet the requirement," and they're going to explain them in deep about everything about deafness. If they don't follow that, and then the National Association for the Deaf is going to file a lawsuit on the city.
Wow. And so I'm seeing now that it said that you contended that your impairment is so severe that the headset wouldn't let you clearly hear the meetings. And
correct.
Okay. And I have to ask you, man, you have about, hold on, let me do this for you. All right. I want to give, unfortunately, infamous shout out to Brother Art. Did you call my personal line while I'm on doing the radio show at this time? Shame, shame. Now, I'm going to ask you, is it at least true right now for you? I'm going to ask you that you let them know fully that, wait a minute, you can't clearly hear the meetings. With that said, and that's why you've been using the interpreter, and that they also provided, you know, interpreters for you at the Cuyahoga County meeting with no problem, and also the RTA meetings. Is that correct?
Yes, and the Board of Elections, too.
Board of Elections, too. So I just want to say I can appreciate that part. 30,200-plus views. On, like, what is that, the Daisy Moth site? I saw that was 30,200 views where they explained your plight perfectly in sign language for those people who wanted to know more. And I've seen the Plain Dealer article and also the upcoming, you're saying, New York Times?
Well, yeah. Hey, there. It's going to be another article coming out this week in Cleveland.com.
Wow. Then I want to just say
this. This is not a local issue. This is a national issue.
I saw that.
You telling somebody who have a dog, you're not allowed to bring your dog into City Hall. Or it's like you tell a wheelchair ramp, you cannot ride your wheelchair in City Hall. That's discrimination too. So I'm going to continue the fight for the people who have any kind of disability. This is a fight where I must continue for more equal access.
Then just thank you for calling in, and thank you for standing your ground, man.
Oh, you're welcome. That's why I've been fighting for 23 years. And for the last 23 years, I started this fight when I was 13. And they called Kelly Kelly the one of the racist council president and they ever seen in the city of Cleveland.
Wow. Then I appreciate you very much for the phone call. Hey, if you hold a line, you might hear something that you might like. You may not, but hopefully you will. And just thanks for the phone call.
Uh-huh.
And how can people find you, man?
Facebook or Twitter. My Twitter name is, hold on 1 minute, let me give it to you 1 minute.
Mm-hmm.
My Twitter name is, what is it? It is Vote, V-O-T-E, Rico, R-I-C-O, Dancy, D-A-N-C-Y. And that's my Twitter name.
Hey, and you were running for office?
Oh, yeah.
What seat?
County Council, District 10.
Oh, the one that was left vacant from Anthony Hairston.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then what happened if they put a law in my name in the state of Ohio, the Rico Dancer Law? Ooh, they'll really get mad.
I think they would really get mad. Keep fighting and keep making them mad, man. Keep doing it. We thank you.
If they make a Rico Dancer Law, what do you think what city council would do?
At least their heads would hang down low. I appreciate you, Rico Dancy. We are going to follow that Cuyahoga County Council race.
Yes.
All right. Hey, that's Rico Dancy. You can definitely follow his movement. Always appreciate him because he stays consistent. He stays busy. As a matter of fact, when it came to staying busy real quick, the DACA rally that happened last Tuesday, Julia Shearson, if I'm not mistaken, you also had the Interreligious Task Force, Greater Cleveland Immigrant Support Network, Don Bryant, Clevelanders for Public Transit, Black Lives Matter. There was a cutout of a large plane for people to fit into. You had about 8 news crews. It was interesting. And some were definitely from out of, I will say, the county. So, you know, part of what I got a chance to speak about was I just wanted to talk about quickly, Man in the Streets was able to speak about the 2016 elections, which were ran on moral Christian values, where our current president won on moral Christian values. So I guess it's moral Christian values that you had in Butler counties, Maribel Trujillo, a taxpaying church contributor, snatched out of her 4 children's lives. I guess it was more moral Christian values that got Beatrice Morelos Casillos of Painesville snatched up. So I guess it's still moral Christian values that got Willard Ohio's Jesus Lar Lopez, never on food stamps, no welfare, no unemployment, taxpaying American wife snatched away from her children and husband. Now, that, you know, I had a Bible with me last Tuesday because it didn't give examples of Christian moral values or moral Christian values, you know. And to just grab people and to make them do what you want, more specifically, is it Christian moral values to grab women? And they, well, he didn't say it. He said just grab by their, okay, vagina sounds better. Anyway, was it moral Christian values to at least call football players sons of bitches? Was it moral Christian values to upset the lives of dreamers? Or to at least say that, hey, all the folks from Haiti must have AIDS? Then again, I wonder about these so-called moral Christian values because they were used to uphold slavery at one time. Lynchings, they were used in the Crusades. As a matter of fact, there were those who used it and said, hey, Sambo's all right, so is Wahoo. Anyway, I'm going to get off this soapbox for a little bit, play this one song that I really like. Said I was going to play it last week. So, Black Odyssey.
Yeah. with every eye closed, head bowed. Let's talk to you for a minute. Just for a minute. Keep praying. No matter what. Keep praying. Yeah. Keep praying. It's up. New day, new rhyme to say. To my little niggas on the block, hoping crime pay. To my niggas in them cells, waiting to pray. Trying to find ways to pop the gate. Straight out my broken home, full of hate. To all the young ladies having babies on their own, please never say I can't. I know it's hard, you lost a good job, but never turn your back on God. Keep the faith. I know it's pain, so I'ma start my days with the Our Father. Baby girl looked at me and said, why bother? Ain't no love in this city, plus they got us working for pennies. They wonder why these little niggas ain't afraid about dying. America's bullshit, I'm not buying. So for the food, I'm with the two screaming, gimme, gimme. Not to the law, I'm just another dumb one. But through the storm, there's a brighter day coming. There's a brighter day coming. The plans of a man will come true for you if he praying. Yeah, so keep praying, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying. Yeah, no matter, and I'm gonna keep saying, yeah, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep praying, yeah, praying, but I'm gonna keep praying.
They say I'm too serious, I don't have enough fun. I'm from the place where these kids carry the guns. Take it to school, show it off. Little dude got it to keep the bullies off. Making life decisions at a young age. These judges want all black men in a cage. Dear God, help us with the strife. Niggas locked up wishing they could reverse life. Situation is trite. You hear grown men getting raped at night. This is the life little nigga aiming for. Started out 13, kicking the door. Traded hoop dreams for hood dreams on a daily basis. Lil' Chris, 19, facing two murder cases. With a baby on the way, waiting with the judge. Gonna say, hey, let us pray for the young and wild, cause all they know is what's found.
Moment of silence. Yeah, said the plans of a man will come true for you if he praying. Yeah, so keep praying, yeah, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, yeah, please keep praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, yeah, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, yeah, and we praying, and I'm gonna keep praying, yeah, so keep praying, and I'm gonna keep praying, yeah, keep praying, yeah, we gonna keep praying, yeah, keep praying, we gonna keep praying, no matter what, love you, please keep praying, yeah, no matter what.
Hey, you know, before I do anything else, I like sometimes have to do things to kind of calm myself down. So I'll give myself some good news and say that I'm glad that people finally realized that certain people in power realized that, hey, Lil Red Sambo, I mean Chief Wahoo, was just as bad as the Black Sambo. So I have to say to the Major League Baseball Commissioner, Rob Manfred, he had said in January of 2017 in other interviews that it looked like he was going to do that and get rid of that character in cartoon, and he did do that. I guess I could say some other stuff, like I find it very interesting that Tanisha Anderson, police found not guilty, but in Palmerdale, when there was a chokehold placed on somebody, or at other facilities, even school facilities, people are found guilty and charged and everything like that for certain things. And if you slam a partially nude woman on the ground, if I did that, sat on her chest, sternum broken, which we will see in an article in the East Side News, which I will be helping to write a piece of that and my thoughts on that, but a sternum being broken is usually when a steering wheel goes into the chest after an automobile accident, and you're on the cold in the wintertime, and somebody's sitting on your chest, even though there was a police settlement of millions. I really expected a little bit more because the officer still wasn't dealt with. I'll be right back to speak. Give me a moment. This something on.
We coming. We coming. What? 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 We coming.
Definitely go to YouTube for Joseph Motley, JR, period.
as well as on Facebook, and of course the I Am a Superwoman Radio Network. So with that being said, please everybody, stay safe, look out for each other, and I also want to say, hey, appreciate at least none other than Danielle Woods for at least being like ride or die through everything. I appreciate that very much. Let's move forward to the future. Walk as one. Peace.